There were American triggerfish, for which nature has ground only black and white pigments, feather-shaped gobies that were long and plump, with yellow fins and jutting jaws, 16-decimeter mackerel with short, sharp teeth covered with small scale and related to the albacore species. Next came swarms of red mullet corseted in gold stripes from head to tail, their shining fins all a-quiver, genuine masterpieces of jewellery, formerly sacred to the goddess Diana, much in demand by rich Romans, and about which the old saying goes, "He who catches them doesn't eat them." Finally, adorned with emerald ribbons and dressed in velvet and silk, golden angelfish passed before our eyes like courtiers in the paintings of Veronese. Spurred gilt heads stole by with their swift thoracic fins. Thread herring 15 inches long were wrapped in their phosphorescent glimmers. Grey mullet thrashed the sea with their big fleshy tails. Red salmon seemed to mow the waves with their slicing pectorals, and silver moonfish, worthy of their name, rose on the horizon of the waters like the whitish reflection of many moons. How many other marvellous new specimens I still could have observed if, little by little, the Nautilus hadn't settled to the lower strata.